Yes, thank you so much. It is time for the good stuff. And we all know that even though we have a daily barrage of bad news, hearing about the kindness of others and some humor can make you happier and protect you against what some researchers call mean world syndrome. It's all about the good stuff.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to book a trip to Cherry County, Nebraska. North Central Nebraska, the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs. We got ice fishing coming up if you want to try that out, or a fall hunt. Something like that in the upland bird category might fit your fancy. So find out more about things going on during the winter and spring at visitvalentine.org.
And if you want to be in the know for local, national, and international livestock industry news, or livestock auction reports, or award-winning columnists or classifieds, special interest sections, and so much more, then you need to check out Tri-State Livestock News. You can go online for sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe, tsln.com.
Something from Elizabeth McKibben today called, sounds interesting, it's boiling waters. I don't know, this is just information for you.
All right. Okay.
Once I was cooking some corn and stuck my fork in the boiling water to see if the corn was ready. I missed and put my hand right into the boiling water.
Ouch.
A friend of mine who was a Vietnam vet came into the house just as I was screaming and asked me if I had some plain old flour. I pulled out a bag and he stuck my hand in it. He said to keep my hand in the flour for about 10 minutes, which I did. He said that in Vietnam, this guy was on fire. And in their panic, they threw a bag of flour all over him to put the fire out. Well, it not only put the fire out, but he never even had a blister. So, long story short, I put my hand in the bag of flour for 10 minutes, pulled it out, and had not even a red mark or a blister and absolutely no pain. Now, I keep a bag of flour on the fridge, and every time I burn myself, I use the flour. And never once have I ever had a red spot, a burn, or a blister. Cold flour feels even better than room temperature flour. Miracle, if you ask me. Keep a bag of white flour in your fridge, and you'll be happy you did. I even burnt my tongue and put the flour on it for about 10 minutes, and the pain was gone and no burn. Try it. By the way, don't run your burn area under cold water first. Just put it right into the flour for 10 minutes and experience a miracle. What do you think of that?
Well, that's incredible. I have never heard that.
I have not either, but now you have because you were listening to the good stuff.
That's right. Well, now here's a story of self-control and marksmanship by a brave, cool-headed woman with a small pistol against a fierce predator. This is her story in her own words. While walking along the edge of a pond just outside my house in the villages, discussing a property settlement with my soon-to-be ex-husband and other divorce issues, we were surprised by a huge 12-foot alligator, which suddenly emerged from the murky water. It began charging us with its large jaws wide open. She must have been protecting her nest because she was extremely aggressive. If I had not had my little Ruger 22 caliber pistol with me, I would not be here today. Just one shot to my estranged husband's kneecap was all it took. The gator got him easily, and I was able to escape by just walking away at a brisk pace. The amount I saved in lawyer's fees was really incredible, and his life insurance was also a big bonus.
That's not funny.
That's terrible, isn't it? I have to agree.
That's bad. That's not good stuff.
Yeah, we don't even know who wrote it because they don't even want to admit they wrote it. Okay, well, if we're going to do that, let's do some jokes where we can groan a little more.
That's about right.
All right. Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love, and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was exceptional.
How about that? A jumper cable walks into a bar. The bartender says, I'll serve you, but don't start anything.
A man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm and says, a beer, please, and one for the road.
These are bad. I don't know where you got them.
I know, they're really bad.
Two cannibals are eating a clown. One says to the other, does this taste funny to you?
Doc, I can't stop singing the green grass at home. That sounds like Tom Jones syndrome. Is it common? Well, it's not unusual.
That's about all we can handle for one day on those. Maybe some more on another day. If you have something to share about Halloween or fall, something like that, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening for the good stuff.